Welcome to Enabled, the weekly program about people just like you who are dealing with issues of vision loss. The program is designed to encourage you through news you can use, inspirational stories, and interviews. I'm Nancy Zimmer, your host for Enabled. Thank you for joining me. Just a few weeks ago, I noticed a big feature article in the New York Times about LASIK, and I'll bring that article to you today. It's all about the risks associated with LASIK surgery and the long-term side effects. Before the article, though, just a refresher about LASIK. It's a very common laser eye surgery used to correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. Now, to the article, the headline reads, LASIK's risks are coming into sharper focus. This comes from the New York Times online edition that was published on June 11th. The print edition featured this article on June 12th. The subheadline reads, some patients who undergo the eye surgery report a variety of side effects. They may persist for years, studies show. The article was written by Ronnie Karen Rabin. Ever since he had LASIK surgery 2 years ago, Giovanni Ramirez sees everything in triplicate. The surgery he hoped would improve his vision left the 33-year-old graphic artist struggling with extreme light sensitivity, double vision, and visual distortions that create halos around bright objects and turn headlights into blinding starbursts. His eyes are so dry and sore that he puts drops in every half hour. Sometimes they burn, he says, like when you're chopping onions. His night vision is so poor that going out after dark is treacherous. But Mr. Ramirez says that as far as his surgeon is concerned, he is a success story. He says, my vision is considered 20/20 because I see the A's and the B's and the C's all the way down the chart, said Mr. Ramirez. But, he continues, I see three A's, three B's, and three C's. None of the surgeons he consulted ever warned him that he could sustain permanent damage following LASIK, he added. The Food and Drug Administration approved the first lasers to correct vision in the 1990s. Roughly 9.5 million Americans have had laser eye surgery, lured by the promise of a quick fix, ridding them of nettlesome glasses and contact lenses. There is also a wide perception among patients, fostered by many eye doctors who do the surgery, that the procedure is virtually foolproof. As far back as 2008, however, patients who had received LASIK and their families testified at an FDA meeting about impaired vision and chronic pain that led to job loss and disability, social isolation, depression, and even suicides. Even now, serious questions remain about both the short and long-term risks and the complications of this increasingly common procedure. A recent clinical trial by the FDA suggests that the complications experienced by Mr. Ramirez are not uncommon. Nearly half of all people who had healthy eyes before LASIK developed visual aberrations for the first time after the procedure, according to the trial. Nearly one-third develop dry eyes for the first time, a complication that can cause serious discomfort. The authors wrote that, quote, patients undergoing LASIK surgery should be adequately counseled about the possibility of developing new visual symptoms after surgery before undergoing this elective procedure. Lack of precise information about complications is a problem that plagues many medical devices, which are tested by manufacturers and often gain FDA approval before long-term outcomes are known. This is from Diana Zuckerman, who is president of the nonprofit group called National Center for Health Research in Washington. She said, the FDA keeps promising to do a better job of post-market surveillance. But there is no evidence of real improvement, she said. Many ophthalmologists insist LASIK is the safest procedure done on the eye. Some say the safest medical procedure, period. And serious complications are, as they say, exceedingly rare. Patients' vision may regress after surgery, and they may need to use eyeglasses at times, some concede. But most LASIK surgeons maintain that soreness, dry eyes, double vision, and other visual aberrations like those suffered by Mr. Ramirez subside within months for most patients. That was the case for Justin Puglisi, age 39. He's a letter carrier active in the Air National Guard. He experienced dry eyes for a few weeks after undergoing laser vision correction last September, but no longer needs to use wetting eye drops. A quote, "Overall, it's the best thing I've ever done for myself," said Mr. Puglisi, who lives in Baldwin, New York. Surgeons frequently point to the procedure's popularity as evidence of its success. LASIK was performed on some 700,000 eyes last year, up from over 600,000 in 2016. This is according to an organization called MarketScope, a market research company that focuses on the ophthalmic industry. Here's a quote from a doctor, "Do bad outcomes sometimes occur? Yes, but the risk is extremely low," said Dr. Eric Donenfeld, who was Mr. Puglisi's surgeon, and he is also a past president of the American Society of Cataract and Refractive Surgery. Dr. Donenfeld wrote a frequently cited 2016 review paper that reported the vast majority of LASIK patients were satisfied. He counsels patients that symptoms like halos and excessive glare may get worse in the short term, but they improve over time, except in the quote-unquote rare patient. Yet few studies have followed patients for more than a few months or a year, and many are authored by surgeons with financial ties to the manufacturers that make the lasers. One such study, written by the global medical director for a large laser eye surgery provider, reported high satisfaction rates among patients 5 years after LASIK. But the study also found that even after all those years, nearly half of those people had dry eyes at least some of the time. 20% had painful or sore eyes, 40% were sensitive to light, and 1/3 had difficulty driving at night or doing work that required seeing well up close. Researchers at Ohio State University analyzed clinical data submitted to the FDA by LASIK system manufacturers. The researchers reported in 2007 that while most of the roughly 4,500 patients had achieved 20/20 or 20/40 vision 6 months after the procedure, 20% had dry eyes that were severe or worse than before surgery. A similar percentage experienced, quote-unquote, severe or worse glare, halos, and problems driving at night. LASIK surgeons say the procedure has improved over time, and one surgeon's 2017 analysis of more recent data submitted to the FDA by manufacturers concluded that for many patients, visual problems eventually resolved. Still, a year after surgery, the percentage of the roughly 350 patients who had mild difficulties driving at night had increased slightly to 20%, while the percentage with mild glare and halos had more than doubled to about 20% in each category. The percentage with mild dryness more than doubled to 40%. Now, a vocal cadre of patient advocates is demanding the agency issue strong public warnings about LASIK. The group is led by Morris Waxler, a retired senior FDA official who regrets the role he played in LASIK's approval over 20 years ago. And it's also led by Paula Coffer, a patient-turned-advocate who says LASIK destroyed her eyesight and left her with chronic pain. Ms. Coffer now runs a website called LASIKcomplications.com. The website features blog posts such as Top 10 Reasons Not to Have LASIK Surgery. The website is dedicated to two men who committed suicide after suffering LASIK complications, including Max Burleson Cronin, a 27-year-old veteran. That website is LASIKcomplications.com. Following LASIK surgery, this is the Max Burleson Cronin, the veteran. Following LASIK surgery, he said his vision deteriorated to the point he could not see at night or read on a computer. He also said he was in unremitting pain. He left a note because he commits suicide. The note said, "Doctors destroyed my eyes and ruined my life." This is according to his mother. A quote from Dr. Waxler, "We want the FDA to warn the public that LASIK injures eyes and causes pain, vision problems, and other persistent problems that cannot be solved, and that you don't get these problems from glasses or contact lenses," said Dr. Waxler, a former chief of the Diagnostic and Surgical Devices Branch in the FDA's Division of Ophthalmic Devices. Dr. Waxler has unsuccessfully petitioned the agency to withdraw the approvals, arguing in his brief that laser manufacturers underreported or misclassified adverse events that occurred during the clinical trials. Other recent studies suggest that LASIK patients may also be at increased risk for long-term eye complications, including possibly requiring earlier cataract surgery and developing a serious vision-threatening condition called corneal ectasia. That's spelled corneal, C-O-R-N-E-A-L, and the ectasia is E-C-T-A-S-I-A, a possible vision-threatening condition, corneal ectasia. LASIK can also interfere with the detection of glaucoma or the buildup of pressure within the eye that, if left untreated, can lead to blindness. Scott Petty, age 36, a 3D artist from Houston who developed video games for a living, was diagnosed with corneal ectasia 6 months after having LASIK surgery. His sight has continued to deteriorate even after he went a new procedure called corneal cross-linking to strengthen his cornea. "He is in so much pain that he is almost suicidal," he said. He said, "It's like hot grease is in my eyes 24/7. I pretty much have to admit my career is over." Both Mr. Petty and Mr. Ramirez said shame and self-blame keep many LASIK patients from publicly talking about their injuries. A quote, "I go to sleep at night beating myself up about it, thinking, why did I not at least Google the possible side effects and complications of LASIK?" This is a quote from Mr. Ramirez, and he continues by saying, "I do that when I even buy a car." The next section of the article is called Cutting Nerves Within the Eye. LASIK, which is short for laser-assisted in situ keratomalusis. Do you want me to spell that for you? K-E-R-A-T-O-M-I-L-E-U-S-I-S. LASIK is short for laser-assisted in situ keratomalusis. LASIK eliminates the need for glasses by reshaping the cornea, the clear, round dome that covers the front of the eye. The cornea's function is to focus light on the retina at the back of the eye. LASIK surgeons use an ultraviolet laser to reduce the curvature of the cornea for people who are nearsighted and to accent it for people who are farsighted. The surgeon first uses a suction ring to flatten the eye in order to cut a little flap in the cornea, folding the flap back to reveal the middle section of the cornea called the stroma. That's S-T-R-O-M-A. Then the surgeon uses pulses from a computer-controlled laser to destroy a portion of the stroma and then replaces the flap. The entire procedure, which costs about $4,176 on the average, is usually over in less than 15 minutes. It is not covered by most health insurance policies because it is considered a cosmetic or elective procedure. Dr. Cynthia McKay, one of the few ophthalmologists who has spoken out against the procedure, said the surgery can injure the eye because it severs tiny corneal nerves. It also thins the cornea and makes it weaker and permanently alters the shape of the eye. Dr. McKay said, after LASIK, all people lose contrast sensitivity, the ability to distinguish between shades of gray, to some degree. It's an elective procedure, she emphasized, that does not provide any benefits that cannot be obtained with glasses or contact lenses. A quote from Dr. McKay, "There is nothing wrong with eyes that undergo LASIK, except for the fact that they need glasses for distance. They see well before the procedure and ought to see equally well after the procedure, but they don't." Indeed, the FDA's new clinical trial carried out with the National Eye Institute and the Navy Refractive Surgery Center and published last year, the report was the first to report that people who did not have dry eyes or visual aberrations before LASIK were at high risk for developing these problems. 28% of these participants developed dry eyes after the surgery, and 45% reported a new visual aberration 3 months after the surgery. But many of the trials, 574 participants reported having visual aberrations and dry eyes before the surgery, and the study concluded that LASIK slightly reduced the prevalence of these problems. 3 months after surgery, however, glare, halos, and double vision were common, affecting 50 to 60% of all patients, with up to 5% characterizing them as very bothersome or extremely bothersome. Even after 6 months, some 41% of patients reported visual aberrations, with nearly 2%, or 1 out of 50 people, saying the symptoms presented a lot of difficulty, or so much difficulty that I can no longer do some of my usual activities. And 1/4 of the patients followed 6 months after LASIK had mild to severe dry eyes. The authors did not publish findings about other adverse outcomes like eye pain, difficulty working on a computer, and difficulty driving at night, and the raw data has yet to be released as required for publicly funded trials. Dr. John Vukic, chair of the American Society for Cataract and Refractive Surgery's Refractive Clinical Surgery Committee, Dr. Vukic acknowledged that visual distortions are potential side effects of LASIK, but said technological advances have reduced that risk. He said, "No eye is optically perfect, and all eyes, with or without LASIK, have at least some degree of high-order aberrations, and these irregularities can cause visual distortions." This is from Dr. Vukic, as he wrote in an email. The study's lead author, Dr. Malvina Eidelman, director of the Division of Ophthalmic and Ear, Nose, and Throat Devices at the FDA's Center for Devices and Radiological Health, this is Dr. Eidelman, said, the researchers had concluded that the multi-million dollar trial was too small to produce meaningful results, and that the purpose of the study had shifted from determining how many patients have problems functioning to developing a questionnaire that might be used in future research. Here's a quote from Dr. Eidelman. The FDA does not have the money right now to perform the study that was originally planned, which was to estimate the percentage of patients who have difficulty performing their usual activities as a result of symptoms following LASIK surgery, and also to identify the predictive risk factors for those patients. This is a quote from Dr. Eidelman. Even when people experienced difficulties, Dr. Eidelman said, they were not significant. An FDA spokeswoman added that many patients, quote, get used to the symptoms over time. The next section of this article from the New York Times recently is called Dry Eyes or Eye Pain. The FDA clinical trial did little to resolve the contentious debate about dry eye disease. Many patients say the term is a misnomer that does not begin to describe the severe eye pain they have continued to experience years after LASIK surgery. Here's a quote. When you hear you may have dry eyes, this doesn't sound like a big deal, said Sarah Clare, age 26, of Richmond, Virginia, who had LASIK in 2016. But her dry eye syndrome did not resolve as promised, and a year after surgery morphed into intense pain that felt, as she said, like someone had punched me in the face. While some patients have mild symptoms that can be managed with artificial tears or prescription eye drops, others have crisscrossed the country seeking relief for pain that they say feels like needles or knives in the eye, and they use medication to ease the pain. Katie Enders, a kindergarten teacher in Cleveland, said her 2006 LASIK surgery left her feeling she had paper cuts in her eyes. She saw over a dozen doctors and tried several pain medications, finally getting relief from a pain pump implanted in her abdomen that carries a constant infusion of anesthetic up her spine. Many LASIK surgeons are dismissive of claims of persistent severe pain or call it extraordinarily rare. But ophthalmologists who study pain say their thinking has evolved in recent years, and they now recognize LASIK as one of the many surgical procedures that can lead to neuropathic pain or pain caused by nerve damage. Other eye surgeries, like cataract surgery, can have the same effect. Here's a quote: "Every single time you do surgery and you cut into tissue, you damage nerves. It doesn't matter if it's breast surgery or eye surgery," said Dr. Anat Galor, an associate professor of clinical ophthalmology at the Bascom Palmer Eye Institute at the University of Miami. She continues by saying, "We have sensory nerves all over our body, and the cornea is one of the most heavily innervated organs in the body, so it is a little more sensitive to nerve damage." Her review paper found that between 20% and 55% of LASIK patients have persistent dry eyes, defined as lasting at least 6 months after surgery. While Dr. Galor said the incidence of neuropathic pain is unknown, Dr. Vukic said it is, quote, "one of the rarest conditions associated with LASIK." Dr. Pedram Hamra, director of research at the New England Eye Center at Tufts Medical Center, has written about treatments for neuropathic eye pain and is doing research to identify patients at risk for poor outcomes. Among those who may be at risk are people with large pupils, thin corneas, abnormally shaped corneas, or other corneal abnormalities or scarring on the cornea. Also at risk, people with high degrees of astigmatism that already have severe dry eye, and possibly people who have other sensitivities or pain syndromes or neurological disorders or frequent headaches or anxiety and depression. The FDA's Dr. Eidelman said that with LASIK, like other medical procedures, there are risks, but that the FDA considers it safe and effective when used as intended in accordance with the approved use. This is a quote from Dr. Eidelman. Critics contend that LASIK should be held to a higher safety standard than other medical procedures since it is optional. This part of the article ends with a quote from Dr. Waxler. He said, "Even if it's 2% who are at risk for sight-threatening problems, that is thousands of people being put at risk every year," Dr. Waxler said. "What is an acceptable level of risk when you are operating on healthy eyes?" This article was accompanied by many comments from all kinds of different people. I'll read a few of those to you. Again, this was an article that appeared in the New York Times online edition June 11th and in the New York Times print edition June 12th of this year, 2018. The comments, the first one comes from someone called NYFM from New York City. This person said, "One strike against elective vision correction surgery, like PRK or LASIK or etc., and I'll admit my sample is not representative. Almost every ophthalmologist I know and have worked with wears glasses. They are not rushing to get the procedures done on themselves." Another comment from Lynn, who is a doctor from Washington, D.C. She said, "I had LASIK 20 years ago. I was a good candidate and went from not being able to read the shampoo or conditioner bottles in the shower to 20/20 vision. From sixth grade, without my glasses or contacts, I couldn't even cross the street safely. Don't get me started on the adventure of trying hard contact lenses before the soft ones came out. For more than 10 years, I needed no correction, and today I still do not need glasses to drive. I wear glasses to correct my minor regression because I like really sharp vision. Before I had my surgery, I did research, and I found that with my nice thick corneas and my level of myopia, I was at low risk. Still, before the procedure, I did increase my disability insurance. I'm a physician, and I understood the risks versus the benefits. The definition of informed consent: dry eyes treated with drops for a couple of months and less glare than before surgery. Today, I will not opt for a revision because, with my knowledge, The operation was pretty scary, and I would be in reading glasses for everything, but I'm really happy with my decision, just trying to add some balance, and she had the surgery 20 years ago. Next, we come to someone named Lori from Hoboken, New Jersey. She said, I had it done 3 years ago by Dr. Modell in New York City, who was great. State-of-the-art office and wonderful staff. I had no complications or side effects, and I'm still wowed by it. A few months ago, I did start to get really bad dry eyes. Looks like I spend my days smoking weed. If I don't smoke, the drops help. I also find that drinking alcohol bothers my eyes. Small price to pay. I recommend it. And then we have MD from Michigan. Glad I found this article. I have been told I am an excellent candidate for LASIK, and I was considering it. And yes, the general consensus out there is that it's practically a miracle cure. But I think I'll stick with the annoyance of having to find my glasses in order to read anything. And finally, a good point made by Paula from Hadley, Massachusetts. So many comments about positive life-changing experiences with LASIK. But of course, it is possible. The people with negative experiences are less likely to be reading or comfortably able to read this article. Okay, so I would like to leave you with a quote to end this program, something to think about. It's anonymous. A good surgeon knows how to operate. A better surgeon knows when to operate, and the best surgeon knows when not to operate. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week. You've been listening to Enabled, a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Our technical director is Maureen Rich, and I'm Nancy Zimmer. I hope you'll join me again next week for more updates and information and encouraging stories. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can listen to it at our website, wxxi.org.